More civilians killed. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News. At least seven people are dead in the western Ukrainian city of Lviv, with officials there blaming Russian missiles. The city's mayor, Andriy Sadovy, with harsh words for the Russians.
It's inhuman because they are hitting regular civilian sites.
Russia has all but destroyed the southern city of Mariupol with an untold number of casualties. The Biden administration is slapping a made-in-the-USA requirement on construction material that's used in federal infrastructure projects. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from Washington.
New requirements issued by the Biden administration would ensure federal dollars from the $1 trillion infrastructure law support U.S. steel, iron, and other construction materials. The guidance requires those materials for bridges, highways, water pipes, and broadband be produced in the U.S., though there are waivers in cases where not enough domestic production meets needs or those materials cost too much. The goal, administration officials say, is to issue fewer waivers as U.S. manufacturing capacity increases. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
It will look like old times at the White House with the annual Easter egg roll starting about now. For the first time in 3 years.
Today, President and Mrs. Biden are welcoming about 30,000 kids to the South Lawn. They're also expecting some celebrities like Jimmy Fallon of The Tonight Show. Sorry, but all the tickets were already given out by lottery. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
No suspects yet in the shooting at a Pittsburgh house party. Two teenagers died. At least eight were wounded. It had taken place in a house rented for the short term. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A container ship is afloat again more than a month after running aground off the coast of Maryland.
It took two unsuccessful attempts at dislodging it, as well as the removal of about 500 of the 5,000 containers on board, but the Ever Forward is now floating again. The ship, which is the length of more than three football fields, was pried from the muddy bottom of the Chesapeake Bay on Sunday morning by two barges and five tugboats, with a little help from a full moon and a high spring tide. It was traveling from Baltimore to Norfolk, Virginia, when it got stuck on March 13th. Its sister vessel, the Ever Given, made worldwide headlines last year when it ran aground in the Suez Canal, disrupting ship traffic and causing supply chain issues for days. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
North Korea carried out a missile test over the weekend, and as Fox's Alexandria Hoff tells us, we and our allies are watching this closely.
U.S. and South Korean officials are concerned that this may be a sign that the North could carry out very shortly a large-scale nuclear test. South Korea's military said that on Saturday it detected two launches from North Korea's east coast towards the sea. They traveled about 70 miles, reaching 15 miles high at a max speed of Mach 4. Now, at the same time, the USS Abraham Lincoln and its carrier strike group are operating in the Sea of Japan off the Korean coast. They're doing so for the first time in 5 years, according to the Navy.
Will we start vaccinating kids younger than five against COVID? Dr. Ashish Jha coordinates COVID policy for the White House. And he says, at least for older kids, we know the vaccine is effective.
Whether that's true for kids five and under, that's what we have to assess right now. So that's what we're waiting for. We always want to be guided by evidence on this stuff, and we're waiting to see what Moderna and Pfizer's data show.
The Doctor on Fox News Sunday. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.